items. Carla, please, could you read them together, 136 and 137, please?
Yes, 136, authorize North McAdam Urban Renewal and Redevelopment refunding bonds, and 137, authorize Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal and Redevelopment refunding bonds.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Gierock with Debt Management in the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. The purpose of the ordinances under items 136 and 137 is to authorize the refinancing of existing bonds for interest savings. The bonds eligible for refinancing are the Series 2010 AB Urban Renewal and Redevelopment Bonds for the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area, and to the Series 2010 A and B bonds for the North McAdam Urban Renewal Area. The Lentz bonds are currently outstanding in the amount of $25 million. A refinancing of these bonds in today's market conditions is projected to result in approximately $2.8 million in present value savings. The North McAdam bonds are currently outstanding in the amount of $42 million. And the refinancing of these bonds in today's market conditions is projected to result in approximately $5.2 million in present value savings. Savings from both refinancings will be distributed to the underlying taxing districts, including the City of Portland's General Fund and other local government units. Under the current plan of finance, we are planning to maintain current payment levels, thereby shortening the life of the bonds by paying additional principal each year. This would ultimately result in tax revenues returning to the general fund more quickly. We'll be working with the finance staff at Prosper Portland over the coming weeks, and it's anticipated that the refinancings will be completed as early as March and April for the Lentz bonds and North McAdam bonds, respectively. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
All good.
So I just have Commissioner Fritz, I apologize.
I just want to make sure my math is correct. So your brilliant department is saving us $8 million with this refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's correct. It's all the taxing districts. So the city's portion of the savings would be a fraction of that based on the proportion of what our tax rate is relative to the consolidated
and
tax rate.
And honest as well. But essentially, though, you're saving the taxpayers that amount of money. So thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on either of these items, Carl?
No one signed up on either of these.
All right, very good. On 136, call the roll, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted. 137, call the roll, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Love when we save money on these bonds. Aye.
Udaly.
Today's item is a standard bond refund procedure. I want to take a moment to highlight the auditor's report on the Lentz Urban Renewal Area that was released this morning. I encourage everyone to take a moment to review it, and in particular wanted to draw attention to the need for better result tracking in our urban renewal areas. In the Lentz URA, home ownership for people of color has gone down. The number of people who can afford their rented home has gone down. Gentrification has accelerated in Lentz and now affects much of East Portland. Given the troubling history of urban renewal areas, particularly for communities of color, it's unacceptable for us to fail to properly measure success in our URAs. With our current URAs and with any future URAs, I will be looking closely at justification for proposed actions and monitoring how we plan to measurably improve the lives of residents in those areas. With that said, I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Related to the same audit, I would just put two points on the table. Number one, absolute progress does not necessarily, or the lack of absolute progress does not necessarily mean the city's resources that have gone into an area have been for naught. In the absence of our efforts around transportation, planning, parks, development, economic development strategies, and other strategies, in the absence of our funding, the situation could be much worse. And I would particularly note that with regard to housing through the Housing Bureau. Secondarily, and I sort of hinted at this earlier in our conversation when I asked, how do we measure success? By what metrics are we defining success? And where I agree with the auditor on this is there has to be clarity up front what success looks like and how we will measure success. And I've noticed a trend in a number of the audits that have come up recently is the auditor has said, you either didn't measure something we thought you should, or you measured the wrong thing. The time to have that conversation isn't 10 years into a project, it's before we get into it. And I feel like you've been very clear about what the metric here is. The metric is to find the lowest interest financing mechanism in order to spread those dollars as far as we possibly can. And you do that on an ongoing basis. You scrub for opportunities around better financing packages, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do, and you're very, very good at it, and I appreciate that. But part of the work I would like this council to do vis-a-vis the independent audit function is somehow engage the auditor earlier in these conversations around what criteria they think should be added to the list of criteria that we're evaluating so that there isn't just a fundamental difference of agreement like we had, for example, on the Portland building. We were literally fighting over apples and oranges as to whether, you know, how that project should be evaluated in terms of outcomes. And the only way we can resolve this is by either arguing after the fact, or the better strategy is to have an agreement up front about what the metrics for success are. So I just want to encourage that. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.